Good morning. Well, welcome, everyone. Good to be back together for in-person Bible study. We're going back to the format in the fall. So if you recall that, our format is we have those that are online with us. So we have Bill and Peggy. We have Carol Gutbrod. Joe Cruz is, I think that's who that is. Joe Cruz, Jim and Ellen, Todd Mooley, and Wayne and Linda Geisel, I think. Is who that is. So welcome to all of you who are online. Can you guys hear me online? Give me a thumbs up if you can. We're good. They can hear me. We're coming through just great. For those of you who are online, I just
can do that's gonna mess me up, right?
We can hear you, Linda. For those of you who are online, go ahead and mute yourself until you want to speak. That's probably the best way to kind of keep things teachable and straightforward. Those of you who are online too, know that your picture is on the wall at church. We can see you. We're looking at you. You can only see me right now, but those that are in person, we can see you. So, and we have in person, we have we've got about 16 people. So there's a good showing of people here in the sanctuary. And I'm actually not leading the Bible study today. Rick Durling, our elder, is going to lead us. I just am giving just kind of an introduction here. I got my second dose of Pfizer vaccine on Friday, and so I was anticipating being sick today. So I'm not sick. So I'm actually feeling pretty good. But in anticipation of being sick, I asked Rick to lead the discussion today. So really thankful to have Rick. What are we discussing? Over the next 6 weeks, we're looking at a study based on the six signs is what they're called in John's gospel, six miracles. By the way, John's gospel, how many days does John's gospel cover? It covers 22 days. That's crazy. 22 days. The other gospels cover like 3 years of Jesus' life. This is just 22 days. That's it. And the focus is on these signs and miracles. But for us, we want to apply it to our lives. And so each time we take a look at these signs and miracles, we're learning a lesson about God and how he's with us. Today, we're finding out that God is with us in the ordinary. We're going to discover that as we take a look at the first sign, the first miracle, the wedding at Cana. Just a couple announcements too, and then we'll begin. We had a wedding here last night at Peace. So you heard Jan Scar got married. So just kind of crazy. Yeah, really good news. It was a beautiful ceremony, beautiful flowers, and we actually had a nice reception, safe reception in the fellowship hall last night. So that's what the flowers are for here. I think that's all the news that I have to share with you, but do count on in-person Bible study at 10 o'clock each week, and then also 11 o'clock in-person worship. We're kind of getting things back more so into normal. All right, Rick, thank you for guiding us in today's discussion. Look forward to where we're headed here today. Come on up, Rick. Oh, and we just had a whole bunch of other people join in here.
Right. You want to open with a word of prayer,
Pastor? Yep, and I'll open us up with a word of prayer, absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for how you come to us. We sometimes think that you only come to us only at church in the building, but it's so much more than just that. Today, Lord, help us to see how you are with us in the ordinary happenings of life, and may that give us confidence to turn to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.